And apparently thousands of disgruntled property buyers who don't have their title deeds are thinking about flooding the Commerce Ministry's Consumer Protection Service with complaints under the Unfair Commercial Practices Law. Dennis O'Hare from the Cyprus Property Action Group is on the line to explain how and why. Dennis, welcome back to Round and About.
Hi, Rosie.
So first, I think maybe you better explain to us about this Unfair Commercial Practices Law. I would imagine it's a bit like the law that you're covered by as a consumer. If you're sold a goods, some sort of goods that are not what they purport to be.
Not exactly. There are directives, and first of all, let's just describe what a directive is, an EU directive. The EU, probably before your time, Rosie, used to be called the Common Market, and that was the whole idea that nations could trade together freely, and one of the basic principles is the free movement of goods and services. Now, obviously, you need consumer protection, consumer confidence to make that market work. And the EU, from time to time, comes up with directives. These are legal orders which instruct the individual member states to bring in laws into their own countries in order to achieve the objective of the directive. Now, this unfair business to consumer commercial practices directive was actually developed in 2005, and then the various states have a couple of years to implement it. It was actually transposed, this is the word they use, into Cypriot law, effective the 12th of December 2007. Now, part of the directive mandated the states to inform consumers of this law and the avenues of redress if they thought this law was being transgressed. Here in Cyprus, it was well and truly hidden. And how do I make that accusation? Well, even today, it's not mentioned on the Consumer Association's website. In fact, the head of the Consumer Association a couple of weeks ago said he'd never heard of the law. And we only found it through a lot of digging. If you know, if you've got good Greek and you know what you're looking for, you can maybe find some references on the Commerce Ministry's website. But in the English version, there is no mention whatsoever of this law. So we have this law, and no one knew about it, and no one knew about the Consumer Protection Service, not in the general public anyway. We talked to lawyers, they hadn't heard of this law, and, well, since we've heard of it, we're going to make good use of it. Now, basically, the law, which was effective from December 2007, for one thing, makes it a criminal offence for a business not to inform consumers of material facts, facts which would have otherwise change their behaviour towards a product, i.e. they might not
have bought the property if they'd known it was mortgage.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So certainly developer mortgages come into this category. But so we have the situation where the developers didn't know about this law, the lawyers didn't know about the law, and I'm sure the banks didn't know about the law, and they've all broken this law since 2007. Now, the penalties for breaking this law can be quite severe. For instance, Consumer Protection Service can fine a company up to 5% of their turnover. Now, if banks have not been telling people who've been taking mortgages that the developer also has a mortgage, then they've broken this law. They can be fined up to 5% of their turnover. Now, if you think about an organization like the Bank of Cyprus, their turnover last year was $1.45 billion.
Mm.
So that's a lot of money. And also, there are fines of up to €256,000 for individual cases, or for hindering the CPS, a fine of up to €85,000, or 6 months jail, or both. So it should give quite strong protection, but as I say, it's been hidden in Cyprus.
Mm, all right. Well, the fact of the matter is the cat's out of the bag. Now, if you, as a group of property buyers, go to the CPS and you don't feel that your case has been properly looked at, what do you do next? Go to the European Court of Human Rights?
Well, because this is the legal remedy in Cyprus, i.e. you don't have to go to court in this situation. And by the way, the Consumer Protection Service is responsible for enforcing 12 directives in total. Not many of them people know about. For instance, one of them is consumer contracts, and for terms in consumer contracts, if you were given a contract that was pre-written, that's an unfair practice. You should have had some involvement in the negotiation. This is what the law says. So they're there to enforce all these directives. Now, what we're doing currently is, okay, the people who bought after December 2007 have a special situation and they can just make a claim. For instance, they may say this sales contract is invalid because it was put together by an organization who were in the middle of a crime. Also, this...
Dennis, let me just stop you there, because if you said the contract of sale may be invalid.
Yes.
Well, where does that leave you, for example, as a property buyer? Does that mean that you must get your money back from the developer and he gets the house back?
Well, what you can do, for instance, a lot of people have bought properties in the last couple of years which were vastly overpriced, and they were put into very unsuitable mortgages by the people who were selling them the properties. They can't afford to go on with these mortgages. They could say, hold on a minute, these material facts were not mentioned to me, therefore this contract is illegal. Some of them had the lawyer sign these contracts on their behalf, and the mortgage contracts, and their lawyer didn't tell them about these material facts, therefore their lawyer was breaking this law. So that's a get-out clause for these people. However, the vast majority of people bought before this date. Now, for these people, what we have here is a situation under this law. There's an area which is unfair practices which are being carried out during, before, and after a contractual relationship. If you don't have your title deeds, you're during a contractual relationship. So they are covered by this. Now, what they will do, what we're advocating, is that they go to the CPS and say, look, my developer is committing this unfair commercial practice against me. He's not giving my title deeds. Therefore, I either want the title deeds or I want my money back. Now, they can say that. Now, obviously, the CPS will have difficulty getting them those title deeds. But nevertheless, if they don't get them the title deeds, they being the legal remedy in Cyprus, the buyer can then go to the European Court of Rights. Now, what we want to do also is that if the CPS cannot enforce this law, we will report the CPS to the EU, and the EU will take action against the CPS, Cyprus, for not enforcing this directive. So this is a massive weapon for us.
But we've had lots of action taken against us as Cyprus by European, when we failed for directives. They just fine the government something. How is that going to help property owners?
Well, the thing about this one is that the state, by not prohibiting this unfair practice, are actually not enforcing the law. So, under an EU directive, the state is responsible for any consequences of not enforcing the law. Therefore, if people, if developers go bust, people can be somewhat, you know, the buyers can be somewhat covered by this directive, and the fact that, you know, the state will have to cover any losses they incur. So, yes, I know what you're saying, that Europe doesn't do this, it doesn't do this, it doesn't do this. Okay, that's why we got all these UK MEPs to come on board with us and write the letters to the European Commission, to the British government, and they're not going to let go of this, I can assure you. They've decided that they're in with us on this, and they're committed to us, and they've taken legal opinion, and they're going to push this until we get a proper solution.
All right, but that could take some time, couldn't it? And one of the things that I think a lot of people are getting highly tired of is all this hanging around waiting and seeing nothing happening.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Now, what we had initially was we put a lot of pressure on the government here through the EU, and the Minister of the Interior announced that he was going to bring in legislation. He said, actually, by the end of 2008 to fix the problem. Well, of course, we know that the legislation, which was not brought in until early 2011, doesn't actually fix the problem of developer mortgages. So, unfortunately, a lot of people are trapped. And what's happening, as people obviously retired here, perhaps the husband passes away first and the wife wants to get back to the UK, they're trapped. Other people know that developers have mortgages and they're not paying the mortgages, or they're going bust already. They are trapped. Unfortunately, that's the situation we're in here in Cyprus. Yet the government doesn't appear to want to do anything about it.
And are the banks foreclosing?
Oh, yes. Yes, yes. But, of course, they've got a massive problem now. You see notices. There was a notice in the newspaper a couple of days ago that a bank was foreclosing on. What happens is that the developer takes the mortgage out, and if the buyer has a mortgage, the developer guarantees the buyer's mortgage. So, if the buyer stops paying his mortgage, the bank go after the developer as well, because the developer guaranteed the mortgage. So that's one thing. But if the developer goes bust, doesn't pay his mortgage off, then yes, they are foreclosing. We have people who are being asked for. One lady I was talking to a couple of days ago, the official receiver is saying, I want $40,000 to pay off the developer's mortgage. That's your proportion. I want €17,000 for my own fees. And, of course, she's got her own legal fees as well. She doesn't have this sort of money.
Mm.
So it's getting rougher and rougher now. So we have to escalate this to the European Court of Human Rights by any which way we can. And that's why we're doing what we're doing.
And have you got your website up and running again?
Yes, I have.
Do you want to tell us what it is, and also how anybody listening who feels that they might like to find out more, because they too could be in the same boat, how do they get in touch?
The website is www.cyprus-property-action-group.net. But if you just do a search on Cyprus Property Action Group, you'll find it.
Mm-hmm. And can you give out a phone number or not?
No.
No phone number. So people can get in touch through the website. Oh, and yeah. I presume there is a way of sending emails or whatever there, is there? Posting comments?
Well, yes, there is. What we've done is we've tried to educate people on how to use the CPS as a way of complaining and pushing for their property rights. Because, to be quite frank, going through the courts here, the alternative at the moment is a complete waste of time.
All right. We'll follow with interest and await developments, Dennis.
Thank you very much indeed
for joining me.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Dennis O'Hare from the Cyprus Property Action Group. And again, if you've got any comments on any of the topics we discussed, do drop me an email, rosie on 2@gmail.com.